Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com. The Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 23rd day of May, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign again. That's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 74 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 83 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And another summer day, man. It was so long in coming, but it feels good. I mean, turn the heaters off. When you turn the heater on, it sounds like money going away. Anyways, let's see what we have on the itinerary today. Key points of Trump's 2018 budget proposal. And man, what a tangled web we weave. And we'll get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, how to start out? What a production, huh? I mean, you got Trump over there in Israel telling Netanyahu, and you know, handing the subject of America, telling him they will be subjugated by the king of Israel. That there's nothing that, I mean, everything over there belongs to them, and we're quite ready to go and die and kill to secure it for them. And I mean, we're proper lapdogs once again, and we all should be pleased with that. And at the same time, you got this shit over in England. This whole thing was one solid production, and it's still going on. This was to, I mean, we hadn't heard nothing out of Israel. Everything was because everybody has figured Israel out. So you're going to go over there in one big bombastic production. You're going to put us back in our place. And I mean, you know, he was over there. I heard him say it. He goes, the American people, I mean, they support Israel. We want to be your dogs. You know, 25% of the people actually went and put that bastard. I mean, he speaks for 25%, which is not a cannot be considered consent for all of our people. He sure as hell doesn't speak for me and a lot more I know about. He doesn't speak for the 75% that have figured out that this government is nothing more than Zionist puppets. That our country is being run by foreigners, for foreigners. That our children are taken as cannon fodder for foreigners, for conquest of Zion. In the meanwhile, you know, key points. I mean, this shit's going down just like we told you it was going to go down. You have the international Zionist elite sitting in the White House. Goddamn Goldman Sachs. These people who should be in prison. Wilbur Ross. The bankruptcy king. It's all going down just like we told you it was going down. And now we're going to see how it's going to get better for the people out here. This is from Reuters. Trump's first full budget would slash funding for health care and food assistance programs that help the poor while it trims the deficit. And see, that they throw in that trims the deficit shit. You know, they're talking about a $4-point-something trillion goddamn budget, man. Every year, man, every 6 months, they're going in and well, we just had back in, was it March or was it May? It was May where they, you know, where we gave up on the wall. Maybe it was March that we gave up on the wall, but we had to pass that emergency budget for $1 trillion for 5 months. This is the wholesale theft of our country right in front of our eyes. And they're going to just, and it's stepping up. I mean, you got the corporate elite, the top 1%, the goddamn robber barons in control. And they're stepping right up what they've always wanted to do. It's just, you know, the poor can work for us as slaves or they can starve to freaking death. And this is going to seal the deal right here. Everything I told you about, you're going to work for Trump's buddies, the international elite, or you will go hungry. You know, I don't believe in the socialism of welfare. But the people are, if everything was being run on the up and up, the people would be getting annuity checks. We would need no welfare. Nobody would. If we wouldn't have in our country stolen off and under us, nobody would need anything in this country. We'd all be filthy ass rich. But now you've got the, I mean, there'll never be enough for these people. Subjugation is what they want. Subjugation to where you crawl up and you beg them to eat in your own goddamn country. These son of a bitches from other places. And it's all from sellouts within your own ranks, your own people. They're not, well, they're not our people. They never have been. There has always been that dividing line, the Masonic dirty church cabal and the rest of us. And then the communists have infiltrated to make a third group. International communists, you know, 50,000 dead in Vietnam, 30,000 in Korea. That was to stop this that, well, it's all been a sham. I guess if you wanted, you know, if you wanted to get rid of mosquitoes, you would have the government manage them for you. And anyway, I mean, everything they touch is—it's just a racket. Under the Racketeering Act, read the Racketeering Act and tell me this isn't a goddamn racket, and tell me that it isn't pure organized crime right in your face, 24/7. Deficit. The plan, if agreed to by Congress, would cut $3.6 trillion in government spending over the 10 years. And see, normally you say that ain't a bad idea. But then, you know, I'm going to tell you people, this is such a fucking sham. I'll tell you what's coming next. As soon as this is passed, you know, they've been talking about these $1 trillion tax cuts for the filthy rich. This $3.6 trillion is not going to go back to the people's pockets, not into the taxpayers' pockets. It's going to be cut, and it's going to go right into the pockets of the zillionaires so that they can take another $3.6 trillion up to the goddamn mountain of wealth and throw it on top. You just have to look at in reality. This is the richest country on planet Earth. If we own it, how come so many of us are living in fucking poverty? And a handful of them have these mountains of wealth. Where do you think the wealth came from? You think that was a legitimate deal that got them that mountain of wealth? You worked all your goddamn life. And now you come up to the to your later years, you know, when you're going to have to depend on the goddamn Social Security communist shit that shouldn't exist. Again, if the country was owned by the people, which it is owned by the people. If our estates were not being stolen, embezzled from us is the word. Embezzled. Our estates are being embezzled from us. They've been embezzling for 100 years now. wide open. All they could steal with both hands, and now it's becoming more and more heir apparent. I mean, some point in the ball game, you know, if you, let's say that your rich uncle died, and he left you in a state of, let's stay in the realms of our reality, of $10 million. Okay, then, you know, he put it in a trust for you. Uncle Bob put you, $10 million in a trust for you. And you lived you didn't live frivolously. You lived, conservative. You just took what you needed, a roof over your head and then just enough to eat. But you had $10 million to start off with it and all the interest and everything coming in from it. You wouldn't even be spending the interest off net the way you live. Let's just put it that way. And then one day they tell you, God damn it, you're going to have to give up the house. Man, you are so in debt. But the people who's managing your estate, God damn, they've got $10 million. Wonder where they got that. That is what is going on in this country. And like I said, the tax cuts will be right behind this. This is just taking what little bit that is, I despise the socialism, I despise the welfare, but it's the only thing coming here. You can go, if you're lucky enough to get a work for one of them in one of their factories one of their office buildings, you can have just a little bit more. But I mean, I think that a bare minimum would be an encouragement for them to make sure there are jobs. I mean, shouldn't a job in the richest country on planet Earth that you own, your job, shouldn't it pay more than welfare? Shouldn't it pay more than the bare minimum? You know, shouldn't you be at least at the poverty level in the country you own that is the richest country on planet Earth? But no. You know, you're expected to go out there and work for under the poverty level. You can go to work at McDonald's and have your income supplemented. You know, you could get on housing and you can get food stamps because you don't make enough goddamn money just to meet your basic goods in this country, the richest country on planet Earth that you own. And, oh man, of course, let's go and look at this. Let's go ahead and look at this a little more. $3.6 trillion in government spending over 10 years, balancing the budget by the end of the decade. You want to bet? Anybody want to bet? My God, I got my big shiny nickel. I got it here right with me. I will bet any of you that the son of a bitch will never, if they balance it. Now, I'm not going to say that they won't go and raid this, what's left of the Social Security account. I won't say that they're not going to do that because that's how Billy Clinton balanced her, isn't it? He went into the lockbox. You know, that money that we paid in that could never be touched, they were just going to invest for us because they wanted us to be taken care of in our old age. I wouldn't say that they won't go into that and do what Bill Clinton did and steal the money out of Social Security and leave the old people to eat dog food and balance it. But I'm saying straight up with this little scam they're running here, this little con they're running here, is not going to result in any goddamn balance. There is no such thing. And even if you did, they'd still be talking about the $25 trillion in debt. That is the debt they owe you. That's what they've stolen from you. But no, you owe it to them with interest. I'm telling you, people. More than $800 billion would be cut from the Medicaid program for the poor. And the more than $192 billion from food stamps. I mean, that's it, man. You're going to give... I mean, this is plain cut and dry. You're going to give... this money, you're going to take it from the poorest people in this country. And, well, we're going to get into the goddamn illegal aliens and who's really sucking this system. But right at this, let's just look at it like if everything was on the up and up, which it ain't. You're going to take these trillions of dollars from the poorest people in America and the son of a bitches who bankrupted, who committed fraud in 2008 and bankrupted us, and then borrowed the money from us to finance their fraud, and then made record profits to date, piling mountains and mountains of wealth. You're going to take that and give it to them because it's a real good deal for us, don't you know? The wall. Trump is asking for $1.6 billion for fiscal year 2018 to begin building a wall. For what? He's deporting no one. We talked about it. What, 4,000 or 40,000, 14,000, I can't remember what the number was, have to be deported every day. Do you see it happening? Do you see, I mean, they'll give you a few sound bites and a few little videos showing a few gangsters being rounded up. But, I mean, by the time they've arrested 100, 1,000 have crossed the border coming on in, nothing has changed. They're pouring in here, and you're getting poorer. And the thing is, it's to drive you down. What they really want to do with this welfare is what they've always wanted to do, what the robber barons have always wanted, workfare. Well, you were straight up work for them for food is what's going to happen. They say it's the government, but the government, everybody understands that the corporations, I mean, who in the hell's in the White House? Who's running the joint, people? And it's going to be...
Right to,
go ahead, sorry.
It's a right to work.
Oh, yes, it is. It's your absolute right to work. And damn it, we're going to enforce it. You will work. Donald Trump will have one of his buddies over there like Wilbur Ross. Wilbur Ross's nephew, he wants some slave labor over here. Hey, you want to eat? You get your ass over there and work for Wilbur Ross's son-in-law. And you'll get to eat. And this is what we're telling you. As this country is turned over to foreigners, people, like the Chinese buying up the goddamn roads, all the infrastructure being sold to Saudi Arabians, goddamn foreigners. Once they've got it all, and then they have this here, then you'll go work for that goddamn foreigner for that bowl of rice, just like I told you was gonna. And you just sit there, that's a real good deal for us, I'm gonna vote. This is what you voted for, people. And I tell you right now, as soon as this shit, they've a big old bunch of money, going into defense spending. We spend more than the rest of the civilized nations put together. I mean, the top nations. But a lot of them are allies, supposed to be our allies. But, I mean, we spend $1 trillion a year on goddamn the military, and we're taking care of, I've got 190 bases around the world in all these goddamn foreign countries, occupying for the Jews. Who, like I said, Donald was over there just, I mean, he just said, hey, man, the people of America are yours, Netanyahu. What do you want to do with them? What of theirs do you want? You got it, because they want to give it to you. I'm here to tell you I represent the American people in anything. And I noticed that when they were at that church thing, and then Netanyahu, at the end of his speech, he said, God bless Israel and God bless the United States. And when Donald Trump got through speaking, he said, God bless Israel and God bless the United States, because this is goddamn Israel. We might as well be a fucking colony of theirs under a king, because that's what's happening here right in front of your eyes. The son of a bitches are infiltrated into the deepest ranks of your goddamn government. They run the fucking joint. They're taking everything you got, and they're going to enslave your asses, because you're too goddamn stupid or too cowardly to stand up to a fucking Jew who doesn't do his own fighting even. Manipulators and dirty goddamn fraudulent scam men. That's all in the hell they are. And you're being handled by them. And so, I mean, it's at some point in the ballgame, we're just going to have to walk up and start busting them in the goddamn face. Or what is your plan, people? What is your plan? Wait till you're starving to death, until you, like the Germans, you're looking at your children, your grandchildren, bloated bellies, flies on their eyes like Cambodians. And then you'll, well, I guess I better get off my dead ass and do something. Is that how it's going to work? Do you got to see your grandchildren? I mean, but maybe, I don't know, the way I look at these goddamn people today. I was looking at that thing that happened. Sorry, go ahead.
Henry, I really think it really has to get really close to that point, because people still really don't, you know, they really have it too good.
They do.
You know, until they really see their people suffering that are close to them, it's not going to, they don't care if they can just go down to the stores, you know, two stoplights, and, you know, I got a half-assed job. My wife, you know, we both work. We can cover the bills minimally. You know, and until the rug gets pulled out from them, they're just not going to understand.
Well, I believe you're right, but I hope that, you know, the thing is, it's done in phases. I mean, in this country, they'll tell you, within this country of total equality, there are classes. You have the lower class. I mean, these people are hurting right now. The people that are living in tent cities, these are goddamn Americans, people. Why, you're watching these fucking foreigners come in here, and boy, they're just making business, and it's just like America's there for them, not your own people over there in the goddamn tents. Little children, cold in the wintertime. Nah, it's much easier to go along with the son of a bitchin' thing, because if you buck the system, you might not have those little goodies that Flea was just talking about. They might take your half-assed job and your almost ability to pay your bills so that you can struggle through life. And, you know, it's like you said, it's a cutoff thing. At the bottom, man, and that's where the bulk of the people are, because the goddamn wealth, it keeps consolidating towards the top. And you keep getting a bigger, bigger base of goddamn people that are just dirt freaking poor. They're not dumb. They're just dirt poor. It's all been taken from them, and they're realizing it. And see, they're getting real pissed off at the ones that are just up above them that are making that bill from month to month, you know, just barely making it by, and they're selling them out so they can have that pissant little scraps off the fucking table. People are getting tired of it.
You should see this in the little town I go down to. They got the trailer park down there, I'll tell you. You know, I really wish I could just go through and videotape it and send it up to you, but I can't. You know why? Because it's a freaking crime in progress.
Oh, really, huh? I don't doubt you a bit. I mean, I seen, I'll tell you, one of the key things they used, just like whiskey with the Indians, was that goddamn meth. I mean, that brought people down. That made people, that they would live like shit. Even the ones that, you know, the ones that made it through it, you know, they can see what's going on and see what happened. But, I mean, tell me if I'm missing something here. It turned a lot, I mean, a bulk of the people into shit on the lower end, and that's what it was for. It was pumped to the poor people. It was pumped into the poor people. It's cheap. You could afford it to ruin your frickin' life and ruin your frickin' country in the process. It hurt. It hurt. It hurt. It hurt a lot of people. It hurt our country. And this is why people, I mean, the ones that some, a lot of people out there just, they're frickin' gone, man. Give up on them. But there are a plenty of people that are, that, you know, it's at that cutoff level. I guess it's trying to adjust it towards the upper thing, towards the upper echelons and keep moving it that way without the, and taking care of the new ones coming into the ranks of the poor. But, they're not going on dope. I mean, I like their, assertion that, oh, everybody who's out of work's just sitting around smoking opium. I'm gonna keep thinking that, you son of a bitch. You just keep thinking that. They ain't doing, I mean, we wouldn't be here. I mean, I know. A lot of people, I mean, Flea, you know, you were hit with it in 2008. I know a lot of people. You know what? They're survivors. They've found ways to get by, and they ain't very goddamn happy because, you know, going from a $30 an hour job down to just scraping and scrimping and barely making it and working your ass off and worrying 7 days a week doesn't cut it. Go ahead.
And the thing about it, though, too, is that, you know, I tried to look for a job and everything was like 10, 11 bucks an hour.
Yeah.
And I had to restart, you know, what I had worked up to 20 years ago. And as you get older, you can't run around and do as much stuff as fast as they're going to pay somebody
yep.
out of the country, you know, when you're 27. What do you do?
Well, it was designed. This didn't happen by accident. It was designed exactly this way. I mean, since I've been doing this, I've talked to so many people with degrees. I mean, these people were the tops in their fields. They should be training the next generation. Instead, they were the ones that were culled this time. They had been doing this culling thing all along. In the 80s, they did. They call it a recession, and then a whole bunch of people would be put out of work. They would replace them with foreign labor. And then finally, you got up to Bill Clinton and NAFTA. If elected, I will not sign NAFTA. My ass, you son of a bitch and dirty rat bastard. Signed the NAFTA, and then they started doing it wholesale. And it's all about who owns this goddamn country, people. And it's all about the fact that they have whittled it down. They've taken over our courts and removed our authority. And then they've made the whole scenario nothing more than money as political power. And all we got to do is take your money away. We'll starve you right down until you hand the guns over. Then we'll take your ass over to that ditch and we'll put a bullet in your head. And hey, guess who owns America?
Hey, Henry.
Hi, Misty. How are you today?
I'm doing lovely, Henry. Thank you. Yeah, and it's not only the meth. Think about before that, it was the crack.
Yep.
The crack killed a lot of the black community. Then the meth got a hold of the white community, and now the opioids, which the doctors are pushing.
Yep. That's one thing they won't say.
And then now they're the heroin addicts as well. I mean, they are addicting this country beyond control.
The bottom line is, you know, that just like right now, they're going to try to use this opioid addiction thing. In first place, you have the pharmaceuticals companies pushing the dope.
Yep.
Man, at one time, I'm telling you, I went to this pain clinic, and I was there all day. And they prescribed me a bottle of pills, Oxycontin pills. The biggest ones you get, and I'm like, okay. You know, and I go home and I take one of these son of a bitches. I couldn't get off the frickin' couch. I laid there for hours the next day before I could get up. I took them back and I said, hey, man, you know, no, I can't operate on it. I gotta be able to function, for Christ's sakes. But, I mean, that's what they were, and then they pump it like that, and then they pull it away, and then they bring their dope from Afghanistan up through Central and South America, up through Mexico, their heroin, and then they just replace it, and then they've got the dope trade going with cheap shit. I mean, it ain't like the pharmaceuticals. Go ahead.
What they do now here, I mean, the local town here in the mining community here was trashed so bad for meth that what they do now is the miners, instead of, you know, them being on meth and whatnot, they just have the doctors prescribe them like an Adderall type meth prescription pill, you know, to keep them up during the day, and then they'll, the sleeping pill to, you know, so they can go to sleep at night. That's how they're living down here now.
I believe you. I mean, this is what we've allowed them to do to us. I mean, they allowed them to take your goddamn health, and I mean, once they, degrade you and take you down to the, I mean, like they're dogs. Have more rights than you. And that's what they push. They push you down and tell you it's just like, I guess I'm just a lowly slave, massa. You know, I'm sorry, massa, for looking you in the eye. Yeah, that's where they're trying to push you. You gotta walk up there and bust them in the fucking nose and say, you know what? You put your pants on one leg at a time like I do, you son of a bitch. And I know what you are, and you ain't got what it takes to bring me down.
Yeah, and God forbid if you want to try something natural that's going to make your body feel better. God knows they're screwing with that, you know.
Come on, man. They're raiding, the SWAT team raids on people for drinking whole milk. Good God almighty. What they want is total control over your life from the time your eyes crack open in the morning till they close in the nighttime, from the cradle to the grave. They want to be able to, I mean, this is the sickness that they suffer from. They're having to control another person. Man, if everybody could, you know, just be free and if nobody is bothering me, I don't give a shit what they're doing. Be happy. I would be, make me happy to see you being happy. How about that? But no, it's become a culture that is centered on misery. And yet everything when they try to push you something, it's like this bullshit over there in England. Scare you. Or else, you know, just make you feel like shit. So that you'll acquiesce because you'll forget what it is to feel good, and you forget that, God damn it, they're taking all the good shit and they're feeling good, and fuck you. And at some point in the ball game, it has to end, people. Anyway, we're down at the bottom of the hour. Stay right where you're at. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
Judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty. Gave him 16 years in hell. He said, I ain't spending my life here. I ain't living alone. Ain't breaking no rocks from the chain gang. I'm breaking out and heading home. I'm gonna make a jailbreak.
Listening to the word from the trenches, from the trenchesworldreport.com. Wrong one. Patriot broadcast from the trenches, 89.5 micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to from the trenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was AC/DC with Jailbreak. We listened there at the break. And, you know, we were just talking about what's going to happen here. They're going straight for the throats of the people that they took out in 2008. They've tried to sweep them under the carpet and pretend like they don't exist. A 4.4 unemployment rate while 100 million of our people are out of goddamn work. And who isn't this going to affect? Chicago Mayor Emanuel touts social services for illegal aliens. Why isn't that son of a bitch being arrested today, right now, having put this out? This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Mayor Rahm Emanuel's administration in Chicago launched a pro-immigration, pro-foreign refugee campaign designed to help get newcomers to the United States on public services. Because you have to replace the workforce in this country. You have to get it down to, you know, they'll starve us back until we'll come up there and we'll gladly work for that bowl of beans and that tortilla every day, just like them, our Mexican counterparts. They're bringing them up here for us to emulate, to show us how to survive as a peasant, as a peon, as a coolie. The One Chicago campaign, that's what it's called, the One Chicago in quotation marks, campaign is designed to facilitate access of public services to foreign refugees, legal and illegal immigrants. One Chicago is more than a campaign, it's a statement of faith. Emanuel said of the campaign in a statement, Chicago, like America, is not just a place on a map, but a set of ideals and values carried on. Yeah, you freaking piece of shit. Look at Chicago. Hell, I wouldn't piss on it to put it out if it was on fire. Ideals and values carried on through generations of immigrants, migrants, and refugees who came to Chicago in search of a better life for them and their families. The campaign highlights the city's legal defense fund, in which illegal immigrants can receive taxpayer-funded attorneys in order to fight deportation. The son of a bitch coming for your goddamn job. You're going to pay in your taxes to make sure he gets your goddamn job. You got that? Real clear? Sorry, go ahead.
Those Mexicans that are coming up here are living better than the middle class. I got news for you. They ride around in new trucks, new cars.
Yes.
Do anything they want to do. If you're standing on a line somewhere, they come and cut right in front of you.
Well, they don't cut in front of me.
What kind of a joke is that?
It's one that isn't funny, but you're absolutely correct. I mean, they're coming up here, and I'm telling you, this is going on. I mean, they just come up here, and all they got to do is fill out a tax form every year, and this is happening right now. This is why you're seeing all the new rigs and gold teeth. They just, you know, put down 10 children, Paco, Luis, Consuelo, and, you know, just a bunch of names, and nothing is checked. And they're all sending about $20,000 a piece this time of year. So they go out and they buy new vehicles. I see it right here where I'm at. They're all driving around in brand new vehicles with gold teeth. Can't speak a fucking word of English. Never worked a day in this country. But, I mean, file the tax return. That's really all you got to do. And I'll tell you what, if they're bringing their old people up here, and boy, they're put right on Social Security, an American national who paid into the system all their goddamn life. Well, no, we can't do it for you. This is so blatant on its face what it's all about. And it is about, you know, the final disposition of the goddamn American nationals. We are the only one. We hold title to this goddamn country by right. Anything that they say to the contrary has to be fraud. It wasn't my portion of this United States was not taken from me through a due process of law under the common law, which is the only way it can be taken from me. So it has to be fraud. They have usurped. Go ahead. Sorry, Misty. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. The majority of the black community there, you know, that's what this new Trump
oh, it's gonna hit
thing,
them.
We're going to cut the food stamps. Well, they're going to cut the food stamps for the majority of the blacks in Chicago, for example, and then they're giving that money to the illegals.
Exactly. It's to cause, to cause tension and fighting, and the blacks, see, the blacks got to go, too. They're American nationals. They own the United States, too. And that's what everybody better realize and stop this bullshit about, race, it's all bullshit. I mean, everybody that lives in the real world knows it's bullshit. But, I mean, this is the game they're playing. This is the scenario they're putting out there. Now, which side are you going to join? Well, how about neither one? How about we kill you both, run you out of our goddamn country, run everybody out of this country that doesn't belong here, take back the stolen wealth, and just take us about a 100-year vacation because that's how much you frickin' stolen from us. Where were we? Generations of them. Yet they just generations of goddamn fraud is what it is. The campaign highlights the city's legal defense fund in which legal immigrants can receive taxpayer-funded attorneys to fight deportation orders in immigration courts. The organization the city has teamed up with to help illegal immigrants and foreign refugees is the Resurrection Project, which is vehemently opposed to any reforms or halts on immigration. And I'd like to, this Resurrection Project, what do you want to bet they're getting big old grants from the government that's protecting you and me? American nationals that they work for from this foreign invasion and the taking of our property. What do you want to bet? The efforts of Emmanuel to further obstruct cooperation with the Trump administration, and don't throw that Trump administration, he ain't doing shit. He's over there sucking Jew ass. He's over there going to suck the Pope's ass. That's what he's doing. He's doing exactly what Obama did. He's the white Obama. He ain't done shit. I mean, all it would have took was an executive order, start hauling him out of here, and every goddamn one of you knows it. That was never the plan. It was a con. Go ahead.
Donald Trump, he can't wait until the Pope lifts up his breast.
Oh, I know. I think of Jesus. And man, I was looking at that yesterday in Israel, all these these Cadillac helicopters, and there's got to be five or six of them for decoys to haul the son of a bitch. You think about what that's costing us while our people... I'm telling you, while our 100 million of our people are destitute in their own goddamn country, living like shit. But
yeah,
no.
Henry,
go ahead, sorry.
You know, I was able last month to visit my granddaughter in Denver and her mom. And, you know, she was telling me, and I didn't even know it, she has no insurance. And, of course, her husband doesn't either. And but anyway, she had about a couple years back had... broke her foot, and so she went to the hospital, to the doctor, and they would not refuse. She went to two different doctors, and they refused because she didn't have insurance give her an MRI to prove that her foot was, in fact, broken. And to this day, she still lives with pain. You know, because it just healed whichever way it's going to heal. But I was kind of rather shocked because I used to think that, you know, even if you didn't have insurance that they would give you health care, but obviously something's changed because she couldn't get an MRI. And so they just went,
It's when they turned the whole health care. The first they socialized the medicine, then they turned it over to the private corporations known as insurance companies and gave them, you know, old Dick Cheney, he's probably, you know, he just got him a heart transplant a few years back. They probably killed some dissident over there in China to get him a heart, or maybe in another country. Maybe he wanted a big, healthy American heart to tell what really happened. But, you know, he's 80-some. You know that there ain't no 80-year-old person out here in our world. You know what they'd be told? Well, you're going to die. You're old. You're going to die. You know, you talk about your daughter's foot. You know, she's an American national. And, of course, you know, F you. But at the same time, you know, gold teeth for the Mexicans. And if you're in prison and you want to change your sex, well, hell, goddamn, the taxpayer's got to pay for that.
And she was, matter of fact, I mean, heck, she had my granddaughter when at a young age, 17, you know. But, you know, she has worked. Ever since she got out of graduated from high school, she has worked. She's been a server, matter of fact, pretty much her whole life up until now. She's finally got her insurance license. But, you know, she was a server, so she was on her feet constantly. And she told me, she said she had just got this job, and she knew she could not, you know, she couldn't. And the owner of the restaurant didn't even believe until probably a year down the line when my daughter-in-law showed her ankle and her foot and how screwed up it is, you know. But I mean, you know, she pays her taxes, she does what she's got to do, and she is ruined, and she's turning 30 Friday. She's a child.
My friend, you know, I got to tell you, your daughter, she completely screwed up, man. What she should have done was about 14, she should have got knocked up by a Mexican drug dealer. And then she could have moved in with him, and she would have had the best health care for the rest of her life that anyone could ever ask for.
Right.
Uh-huh. That's what you, I mean, this is, this, I'm not kidding you. This is what's wrong with this goddamn country, people. You look at it.
Henry.
Yes, go ahead. Sorry.
Thank you. This is Katie. Yeah, you know, earlier you were talking about, you know, how they're gonna, we're gonna be working for a bowl of rice and things like that. And, you know, to be honest, I mean, I get a little bit like, oh my God, you know, what's, you know, just, you know, I think, I guess what I'm trying to say is, for me, rather than looking at, you know, like, you know, how everything's being stolen and, you know, all the things we may end up, you know, working for a bowl of rice, I mean, I try to bring my brain back to, you know, why aren't we going after these people? And for me, I have to keep it on a, look, they've broken the law. It is, it's more of a moral issue instead of like, okay, well, what am I going to lose? You know, I mean, what, I'm going to end up dead, or I'm not going to have a place to live. I'm going to be on the street type thing. So I guess my point again is that if we as an American people just look at it as, look, these people are breaking the law. I mean, they're breaking their contract. They've broken their contract. You know, things like that. I mean, can we not discern anymore as a people? Look, this is unlawful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but Katie,
go ahead, sorry.
Katie, okay, and I hear your point, but, I mean, to me, I'm looking at the fact that American nationals are the ones that are homeless. American nationals are the ones that, you know, are crippled when these illegals are getting everything, and we as an American national get nothing.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Misty. That's exactly what I'm saying is, look, we have laws on the books that say no illegals. It's a felon. So the American people look at the law and they say, hey, wait a minute here. The so-called, you know, representatives, they're actually bringing them in here. So this is, it's time to go hang these bastards.
Well, yeah, but because obviously nothing else is working.
Couldn't agree with you more. I mean, but the bottom line is what Flea was saying. As long as you got, I mean, they're going to keep the spotlight off the 75%. They're going to keep the spotlight off the American nationals. So the people, I mean, I talk to people every day all around the goddamn country, and everyone says, just kill them, just like Katie said. That's our people. The thing is, we've talked about this before. We're the ones that are out of control. The ones that are in control, they're going to make that look like that's everybody and everybody. Well, we're struggling along. You've got to tighten your belt a little more, but everything's really not that bad. Bullshit. Until, I mean, it's a hell of a step to take. 1 second. It's a hell of a step to take to step up and take the guns out, because that's what you're talking about here. To take the guns out and go to work. But by God, you know, it's how far they'll be pushed. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Dion, man. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well, and you? How are you today?
I'm doing quite well. You know what? We have been, you know, so conditioned to think that, well, not we people who listen to you guys, you know, but when I talk to people, they have been so conditioned to think that government is supposed to tell us what to do, but they don't realize we're supposed to tell the government what to do. So that's why nothing is happening. Because when they look at all this fake news and all this CNN and Fox and all this, when they hear these people investigating themselves, they think, and they say, oh, we didn't find anything. Of course they didn't find anything, because they don't want to investigate themselves. So when you have a population of people who think that, oh, you know, we supposed to be, you know, submitted to the government, but it's supposed to be vice versa. They supposed to be on our heel and at the bottom of our shoe, but we are on their heel, on their, got their boot on our neck. And that's what people fail to realize.
Oh, absolutely.
And they fail to realize their Bill of Rights. If they understood their Bill of Rights as an American...
That's right. That's 100% true.
As an American national, if everybody's goal as an American national was to teach another American national their Bill of Rights, sit them down, point it out to them, there wouldn't be this race stuff. It would be, we are an American national, period. It is our country. Then you might see the change.
Oh, absolutely. The problem is... Yeah,
but
go ahead.
You know what, though, you guys, when you have your kids going to the indoctrination center called, you know, public schools, none of this is never taught. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing that I have learned from Henry has ever been taught to me. I have learned so much from Henry within months than I ever learned from school about how things really supposed to go. So like I said, when you've been indoctrinated to think something's supposed to be right, which really is wrong, you know, it's hard to break that indoctrination. You know, these people's minds are just gone.
They're in a dire straits. There's somebody else trying to get in. Go ahead.
Yeah, Henry?
Yes, sir.
This is Bob from Wisconsin.
How you doing today, Bob?
Pretty good. I was listening to two guys off the USS Liberty last night. They were doing a show, and it kind of floored me. They talked about a library that got dedicated in Wisconsin. It's about 30 miles north of my house. It's called the USS Liberty Memorial Public Library in Grafton, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a little research this morning. Matter of fact, I'm standing there right now. And I went into the library a little while ago, and I said, you got a book discussion group on June 8th, Thursday, June 8th. That's the only thing going on here. And what I read, in 1989, 60 Liberty veterans were standing right here when they dedicated this library. And today, Thursday, June 8th, the only thing they're having is a book discussion group, the Underground Railroad.
Well, you know, they would use the incident, like you said, you know, somebody gets a contract to build something. But, I mean, the truth of the Liberty, I mean, it seemed like the people, if I was one of those guys on that ship, I'd be down there today and I'd be raising all kinds of hell. Do you know who did this? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was, I've been a machinist for over 40 years. I'm retired now. And my whole career is these grob, they were called grob bandsaws. And I knew they came from Grafton, Wisconsin. That company donated $250,000 so they could name this library.
Do they have like a plaque up to tell what exactly happened that day?
Yeah. I'm going to send you a picture of it. It's like a big gravestone. It's about 3.5-4 feet wide and about 4 foot tall. It's like a big gravestone. It has all the names on it. It says, in memory of these 34 brave men of the United States Navy who died in action aboard the USS Liberty on 8 June 1967.
But I'm betting it doesn't tell you who...
By the Jews.
Yeah.
Attacked by the Israel.
Yeah.
I'm betting it doesn't say that.
Does it say it on there?
Pardon me?
Does it say it on there?
Yeah. No, it doesn't. No. It has a picture of Liberty on top. GTR 5 says. Then what I just read to you, and then all the names of the men who died.
But no mention of the fact that it was Israel that killed those people.
No.
See?
Well, that's my point.
Uh-huh.
I got that package from you.
Oh, cool.
I don't know, two months ago you sent me that package I asked for about the Liberty?
Correct.
When I found that out today, I called up them people, or I emailed them, actually. And I sent them my ad, but they got back to me, and I told them what I wanted to do. They're going to send me a whole bunch of that stuff, and I'm going to be here. I'm going to be passing that out. They might... Recipe, I don't give a shit.
Well, it's time to quit giving a shit. It's time to quit giving a shit.
I'm going to go back in there and make sure, you know, and ask this lady, are there any other events other than this book show here? There's book discussion group going on Thursday, June 8th.
Wow. Nothing.
Nothing. I'm going to go ask her and make sure. Now, I might be wrong, but the only thing I can see on their calendar is this book discussion group. That's it.
Well, I salute you. I mean, if it was right there next to me, I'd have to say something. I'd have to do something. And that's what it comes down to is, you know, we were talking earlier about, you know, people being institutionalized into this authority. The thing is, the American nationals, they just don't realize who they are. But what gets me is when you show them documents, here's who you are. Here's what your authority is. They cringe.
Well, I hope they don't. They don't cringe. If I'm the only one here next in June 8th, that's too bad. I'm going to be here.
Well, but there's people listening that are in Wisconsin. I'm sure of that. You never know. I would hope that...
Then people are sending me all the info. I'm going to hand it out.
Cool.
I told them I'd try to give away all I can. And
outstanding.
Something's got to be done.
Outstanding. Let us know how it goes. Take your camera.
Okay,
take some footage.
I'll go back in there and find out.
Take some footage. Absolutely.
All
great.
Right.
Excellent.
Okay,
right on.
You,
betcha. Anyways, you know, it's going to come. you think, I always think back to Russia, you know, the pictures there in Georgia of the goddamn, the people, they've been starved down. I mean, they were down, they were beaten down. They were just, the Soviet Union had destroyed people. And they crawled up on them goddamn tanks and pulled them Russian soldiers out of them and beat the hell out of them. And that, is that how far we gotta go? See, we don't have to. We're not living under communism. We have our Bill of Rights. We know who we are. We are sovereigns of this nation. We are on a par with the crown heads of Europe. We bend a knee to no one. And goddamn, when you show that to somebody and say, this is who you are, man. God, what a power. And people just, oh, they get scared and want to reject it. Are you afraid to be a sovereign? Are you afraid you have to stand up on your own feet? Are you afraid somebody ain't going to be there to wipe your ass for you? Because that's what it's going to take, is when they break that conditioning that somebody's got to take care of you. No, you got to take care of yourself. You have the richest country on planet Earth. You have every advantage. But you have to take the initiative. We are at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on PBFTT. And until then, like Katie said, one American national at a time, wake their asses up, and that is The Word from the Trenches.